Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Not long ago, I wrote a blog on romance, and it had to do with Valentine's Day, which we've just had. How many of you got a Valentine? Fantastic. You know, a Valentine doesn't have to be from someone you have a romantic relationship with. It can be from someone you have affinity for, someone you care for. So one of the things you want to do is increase your intake of Valentine cards by sending a couple. All right, romance. Romance is without a doubt one of the most popular things on planet Earth. Cards, movies, all kinds of stories, books. I mean, how many people have read romance novels? Everybody can raise your hand, I know. Okay, so one of the things that we want to do is realize that the majority of romance is focused on the physical body and body characteristics. It's like how attractive the person is, the sexuality, all the physical characteristics. But we forget, what's romance based on? It's based on relationship, right? And what are relationships about? They're actually about a connection. Now, we are all spirit. That's a spark of the divine. And we're in a physical body. That's the physical aspect. And so we all deal with the duality of spirit and body in everything we do and everything we experience. So, my goodness, how many people have forgotten the spiritual aspect of romance? Well, totally. But even the spiritual aspect of relationships. Now, I don't know how many people are involved in romance at this time in their life, but everybody in here has some kind of relationship because you're alive, so you at least have a mother. So one of the things we want to do today is begin to see that connection of spirit and body in all our relationships. Have you ever been walking down the road or driving down the road and you see someone and you go, I know that person. And that person looks at you and obviously they know you. This is a spiritual awareness. This is a spiritual recognition because you know nothing about that person's body. You know them as spirit. So today we're going to meditate on our relationships and allowing the spiritual aspect, because I bet everybody here recognizes the physical aspect, whether it's a child or a parent or a friend or a spouse or a partner or a romance. You're aware of how your body is involved in this relationship, but how are you involved? So let's do what we do well. Let's use our spiritual techniques. And number one is grounding. So allow yourself to just close your eyes and sit up straight as you can in your chair. Separate your hands in your lap. And we have this posture because it allows all the chakras to be more in motion. It allows you to be more in charge of your energy system and your flow of energy through your physical body. So just close your eyes and it helps you tune into yourself. We're very visual. We tend to flow out through our eyes. And meditation is all about turning within, getting to know yourself. That's a very important relationship there. So take some nice deep breaths and just get a sense of comfort with your body. Now be aware of the energy center near the base of your spine. It's called a chakra. This is the first chakra, and it has all of your information as spirit about how to create in the physical world. Allow yourself to create a flow of energy from the bottom of that first chakra through the chair, to and through the floors, through the layers of the earth until you've created a spiritual connection between your body and you and the planet. Take some nice deep breaths and experience being grounded. this helps you bring that duality together, you, the spirit, and your physical body. Use your grounding to help your body feel safe, connected, attached. And be aware how important your grounding is for you in every aspect of your creativity, whether it's spiritual or physical. Now, next, I want to remind you or introduce you to the spiritual technique of being in the center of your head. As I mentioned, you are spirit. You see yourself as a spark of light because you are a spark of the divine force, and the way we see ourselves in the physical world is a spark of light. You can allow yourself to be anywhere you want to be, but right now I'd like to invite you to be in the center of your head, which is where you, the spirit, are able to abide within the body and remain neutral and in charge of your creativity. So let that bright spark of light that's you just come and sit on the top of your head. You might be aware of a tingling or a warmth or just a presence of you. Just be there for a moment. And then slowly move from the top of your head into the center of your head. This is also a chakra. It's the sixth chakra. And it relates to your clairvoyance or clear seeing. As spirit, we have the ability to be neutral and see what is. Sometimes the view from the body levels gets us involved in the emotions and the intellect. That brings us back to the spirit-body duality in relation to all of life, but today, looking at relationships. I'll bet everyone here has had the experience of the body taking over in some romantic setting. The body begins to scream at you about something, its emotionality, sexuality, trying to figure out how to make something work, whatever. And you, the spirit, may have lost any control of what was going on. And that's where your grounding comes in. So right now, be aware of enhancing your grounding to make it easier for the body as you, the spirit, come into it. Because you're a very high, bright vibration. And the body's a lower vibration. And in order to have the body adjust to your presence as spirit, you need to be grounded. Many people attempt to raise their vibration and operate a spirit in their body without grounding. I don't recommend it. I've seen a great deal of disturbance occur when people do that. Take a nice deep breath and acknowledge that you now have two incredibly important ancient techniques for manifesting yourself as spirit within and through your body. And just enhance your grounding a little more by letting more energy flow down the grounding cord. I'm going to give you just a moment to experience this. Okay, everyone here has some sort of a relationship. So take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding that's flowing from your first chakra down to the center of the earth. And use your neutrality with you, the spirit, focusing in the center of your head. And I want each one of you to suggest, or rather select, one relationship. You want to just close your eyes and tune into yourself? Pick one. I know we have all sorts of relationships, and we have so many we want to fix. But allow yourself right now to use your grounding that's flowing from your first chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. And your neutrality. Because a lot of the time when we're dealing with relationships, we get caught in the physical, right? Romance being one of the most intense pulls to the physical. Now, when you begin to see this particular relationship from the center of your head, notice if it's any different from the way you've been seeing it. Maybe you've been dealing with the relationship with the child, for example, and the child is now an adult. And that child is just not doing what you want it to do. What happens when you ground your body, center yourself, the spirit, in neutral, and read this relationship? This is a separate, independent soul with his or her own life path. Now, here's another wonderful thing about grounding, is you can allow your grounding cord to help you release anything you no longer want. So maybe you'd like to use it right now to let go of some of your expectations of your other person, child, or spouse, or friend, or partner. Let go of the expectations and notice if you can accept them as they are, rather than as you would like for them to be. Remember the duality. You agreed to have a relationship with this particular soul and it with you. Have you let your body get in the way of that spiritual connection? Well, the answer is probably yes. So use your grounding to let go of anything inside you that interferes. That interferes with your relationship that you've picked out to meditate on. And once again, I'm going to give you a moment just to focus on this and use your techniques of grounding and centering to give this relationship a healing. What begins to happen? Do you begin to perceive yourself and this other person as spirit once again? The reason you're drawn together is because of some spiritual connection. Yeah, I have a lot of people come to me and say, well, you know, I have this new relationship. Is this the one? Is this the one? And my answer is always no, because if you have to ask, it isn't the one. Because what happens is you get involved in the physical. And then what happens? You get off track. Well, people say, okay, how can I create a relationship that I want? How can I have a spiritual connection? Well, if you want someone to love you, do you know how to do that? It's very easy. You love yourself. But then people tell me that's not so easy. I once had a student years ago who had finished her program, and she gave me a gift, and I thanked her. I said, thank you so much. And she said, what else can I do for you? You've done so much for me. And I said, you can love yourself. She actually took two steps back and said, that's too much to ask. So if you have any trouble loving yourself, well, guess what? That's why you're having difficulty establishing a spiritual connection on a loving level. Everything starts within you. Take a nice deep breath. And I want you to notice the connection between you and this one person you decided to look at the relationship with, and notice if you're allowing yourself to love you. So many people get the misconception that you're supposed to, you know, let people get away with things, that you're supposed to just take it. I asked one lady one time, why in the world are you so mean to me? And she said, because I can be. And that's the way a lot of people operate. But you don't have to operate that way. I got rid of her from my life within 2 weeks. Do you relate to people who don't care for you? Maybe there's an aspect you need to let go of about you not caring for yourself. Let it go down your grounding cord. Just release it and let it go. It's that easy. Everybody says, no, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. If you operate as spirit rather than on a body level. It's a major shift in how you see the world. But keep this in mind. Everything spiritual is simple. Everything physical is complex. So the more complex your life is, the more you're focused on the body and the way the body operates. And this is true in all your relationships. So everybody breathe in, breathe out. And let yourself see that you have a spiritual perspective by being grounded and centered right there in your head. Well, I know that the concept that your spirit might be new to you. It'll take you a while to adjust. And then the concept that everything spiritual is simple and everything physical is complex, that could really throw you for a loop. And you begin to see how very physically oriented your life is. Breathe in, breathe out, and be aware again of this one relationship. And give yourself permission to bring a spiritual perspective into it. An awareness that you are spirit, and this other person is also spirit. And again, I'm going to give you a moment to meditate on bringing the spiritual aspect into this one relationship. Be in present time, right here, right now, and it's so easy to do by just listening to your heartbeat, tuning into your breathing, being aware of your body, because your body's always in the present. So if you, the spirit, want to be there, just tune into your body. And it really helps you bring spirit and body together. Now, relationships are such a major part of everyone's creativity here on planet Earth. I want you to let go of that one relationship. You can let it go down your grounding cord, and you can, you know, meditate on it any time during the week. And you can pick any other relationship that you would like to increase or improve or end. And you can meditate on it. And you can change it. And once you change something spiritually, it will also manifest physically. Maybe not that lifetime, but eventually. Now, let's take a look at a relationship that's important to all of us, and that's our relationship with our God. Usually I have a moment for communication with Jesus or Buddha, or one of the other great teachers. But today I'd like for us to spend a little extra time on our relationship with God. As you begin to awaken your spirituality, you want to be aware that this is what you're a part of. People mostly don't know what I'm talking about when I say God. They don't know what I'm talking about when I say love. So you just use your own concepts at this point in time. And be aware that your God is what you're a part of. So take some nice deep breaths, and then I want you to create a bright gold ball of energy above your head, like a big golden sun. And just let that vitality, that bright gold energy flow into the top of your head and through your body and all the way to the center of the earth. Let yourself breathe and relax with that vitality, that gold energy. Allow yourself to use it to raise your body's vibration and enhance your communication with your God. Then be aware of being grounded and in the center of your head, and say hello to your God and receive a hello in return. I'd like for you to spend the next minute or so meditating on your relationship with your God. And use your grounding to let go of anything you have within you that interferes with your relationship with your God. Any lies that say you're not good enough or anything else, let it go. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your grounding flowing from your first chakra near the base of your spine all the way to the center of the earth. And begin to release some of this gold energy from your body, bringing your vibration to a comfortable level for the body as well as for you. Come back to the center of your head if you've floated out. Be here. Be surrounded by your physical body. And be aware of your relationship with your God. You might want to Wiggle your foot or pat your knee to help you bring your attention back to the body, since this is where we're operating at this point in time. You can open your eyes. Say hello. Hello, 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 hello. I would say that is the most important relationship that any of us have. So enjoy meditating on that during the week. And of course, don't forget a little romance.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.